Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com.
Sports Talk Mississippi live here at SEC Media Days in Tampa. We are so pleased to have Jeff Lebby sitting here with us. He showed up. He's here. He's going to talk to us. It's great. Great to have a head coach join us. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Good to be here, brother.
We had the upset of the season just a few minutes ago. I went in the room to eat. Yeah. They had tacos. Didn't get anything on my shirt.
That's a win.
That's a great win. That's a start for Mississippi State this year.
That's a win.
First real question here is this. This is your third Media Days. It's your third time without a tie. How many ties do you own?
Maybe two.
You and me both.
Yeah, maybe two.
I'm just not a tie guy.
I'm not either.
Good man.
Yep.
All right, I want to go – now we'll talk something real here. People are going to ask you about your team today.
Yeah.
They want to know about this season. I want to ask you about your program.
Yeah.
In year three now, how do you feel – you know, I'm sure as a coach you set markers. This is where we want to be in year three. What are those markers like for you? Where are you in year three?
Yeah, I've talked nonstop about trajectory. Like trending the right way, and to me, we took this great step year one to year two, and now we're built and set up to go take the same step year two to year three, and confident for a lot of reasons. The three guys walking around with me today create some confidence, and I'm really excited about being able to get back on the grass here in 2 weeks and get it going. So from a program standpoint, man, there's great belief, there's great confidence, there's edge, there's energy, there's urgency, and what's going inside our walls, I'm proud of.
What's something that Jeff Lebby in year three knows that Jeff Lebby in year one doesn't?
Yeah, I think the time that it takes for all of the people inside your building to really follow suit, and how you're constantly trying to get guys to pull the rope the same way while the change is constant and the target changes, but you're always trying to create again the urgency and the pulling of the rope the same way. And I didn't know how much time that would take, but it has. It's taken a lot of time, but I do. I love the people inside our walls, man. And there's this incredible amount of buy-in, but to me it's there because it takes time, and that's something that you don't know until you live it.
And retention's a big part of that. You think about the players you brought here with you.
Yeah.
If any one of those guys had jumped into the portal, they would have been big money guys. And that's not to mention Isaac Smith or Zachary Tillman or that. Is it validating for you as a coach? You're like, my guys are here. They want to be a part of this. And we're all, as you said, sort of pulling the rope in the same direction.
I'll talk about this a lot today. But without a doubt, probably the thing that I'm most proud of since I've walked in the door is the way we retained our roster this January. And to me, again, it speaks to what is going on inside our building. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the three guys that are here with me today, the list is really long. You mentioned Isaac, Zachary, Tyler Lockhart. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, like, Fluff, mm-hmm. Aiden Williams, all these guys that, again, man, they want to be here. And there's belief, and they know that we're going to have the ability to go get it done.
You brought in a lot of experienced coaches to your offensive staff this year. You bring in Kevin Johns, Philip Montgomery, Mason Miller coming back to Mississippi State. Just yesterday you announced Matt Wells is joining your staff. How important was it for you to add to that side of the ball? Because offensively these past couple of years they've been good. I don't think either one of us would classify it as great, but good. So is this about making that jump from good to great and just having another voice in your ear?
It is, and another set of eyes that I trust. And, again, guys that have lived it, have gone through it. You mentioned Monty and KJ, both guys that have called plays for a long time. Obviously, Monty, the head coach at Tulsa, and guys that have had great success in calling plays. And so I love that we've added that experience to the room. It's been great for me. And again, guys that are, man, they're about the right stuff. And so that's been fun.
All week when people talk, I've talked to some former players, and they're like, you know, do your job is a very football statement right now. Like, do your job. Everybody has a job. Do yours.
Yeah.
If we were on LinkedIn and I said, give me what Kamario Taylor's job is, what's his synopsis of the job of the quarterback in this system?
Well, I talk about it nonstop with him. I'm sure he'll talk about it today. The first piece of his job is to make sure he's starting a minimum of 13 games.
That's a good starting point.
That's the first part. Yeah. And for him, man, it's all about predictable outcomes. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And me being able to call something, know what the outcome is going to be before we snap the football. And he's put himself in a great position to be able to go play free and play fast. We all understand the ability that he has. But, man, has he spent time this spring and this summer to give himself a chance to go have a great year.
I forget who I had talked with, but he said make the routine plays routinely.
Yeah.
Is that a
– make? I talk about making the layups. Mm-hmm. All the layups, man, make the layups. The game is hard enough as it is. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot going on, especially for our guys in our system at the QB position. But, man, we got to make the layups.
So – I knew coming down here that people, when I talked to people about Mississippi State, they were going to talk about Kamario Taylor.
Yeah.
I've been surprised at how high everybody is. I mean, even Nick Saban yesterday had some really pointed words about Kamario. Is he the kind of player that can block out all that outside noise?
I think without a doubt. And we're going to find out. But I do. I wouldn't have brought him today if I didn't think that. And this is a guy that is incredibly mature. Man, he's serious about being great, and that that has been a lot of fun for me, just being able to coach him and see his progression now set up to go have a great year.
I learned a word this week. It's traitsy. I had never heard this word before, but three different people have described Kamario as traitsy. So we see all the physical tools, right?
Yeah.
When he walks in the door, he looks like
sure.
$1 million.
Yeah.
We see the film of him throwing it 75 yards. What is it off the field? What are the intangibles with Kamario that make him think he's going to be a success?
Yeah, consistency. Just the same dude every single day. Who he is, his energy, how he gets the best out of the people that he's around every day, and he does that through consistency. And that to me is what's been a lot of fun to see.
So I have a real addiction to Coke Zero. I mean, it's an everyday problem for me. I think you have an addiction. It's recruiting fast receivers.
Yeah.
I think you're addicted to it.
I am.
So you had the fastest one in the country last year in Brennan Thompson. What a season he had for you. You bring in Marquise Johnson, you bring in Zion Ragans, a guy you knew from Oklahoma. Can those guys step into that role that he gave you of that guy who can take the top off the defense at any time?
Yeah, I think we've got incredible depth in that room. There's a lot of competitiveness throughout that room. I cannot wait for fall camp so that we can get those guys on the field and be able to go, man, play to their strengths and again, be really, really explosive offensively. That's going to be a huge part of it.
So one thing I've said about you all offseason is I feel like you're very honest with the media when it comes to your roster.
Yeah.
If you feel like your guys are good, like last year with the receivers, we didn't know anything about Brennan Thompson, Anthony Evans, but you were like, we're good. We're going to be good in that room. Same way with the offensive line. You were like last year, like, I don't know. We got work to do. This year you seem pretty optimistic about the group you've put into that room. What do you like about them? Do you feel like you've got five guys that you can put in front of Kamario and your skill position guys and say they can get the job done?
Man, I feel great about six guys. I talked about this at the end of the spring. Us continuing to develop the depth, we've done that. I'm excited to see some 7, 8, 9, 10 get into fall camp and see how we're able to put together those top 10 guys. But without a doubt, not close, best six guys that we've had since I've walked in the door. So, again, a ton of work to do, but we're going to be the best we've been up front, and there's not a doubt in my mind.
How important is it to have a guy like Cannon Boone come back and be in the anchor in the middle of all that?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. For him, his consistency, who he is every day, DJ Chester, just incredibly mature and intelligent and has done a great job inside that room as well. The development of Jakeem Shumpert, I think a guy like Cannon Boone helps that because of consistency and knowing what it's supposed to look like. So proud of Boone, love that he's with us, and he'll be a huge part of it, man.
So defensively, you bring Zach Arnett back. I've had a lot of people ask me today about that, and they're like, is it awkward at all? What I've told them is that people know Zach Arnett can put together a good, tough defense, and that's what Mississippi State needs right now is good, tough defense. What is he bringing to that side of the ball that you wanted to add?
Yeah, the experience. You know, being able to know that he has called it, he's lived it, he's done it, he's adjusted it, and he's been through the fire inside our conference calling defense. And so that was a huge thing for me. That is why I wanted Zach to be back in the building, and it has. It's been great, man. He's been a great teammate. He's worked his butt off. Matt Brock's been incredible. And both those guys, what they've been able to do on that side of the ball since January has been an upgrade. And so excited about the way we're going to go play defense.
I believe the kids say that linebackers eat in a Zach Arnett defense. You got a guy on your staff in Jet Johnson who can tell you all about that. I expect a big year from Zachary Tillman and Tyler Lockhart. Are you expecting the same?
I am, and I love the competition in that room. Jalen Smith, Fat Clark, A.J. Rice, Lockhart, and Zachary. I love the competition. We haven't had that, and I think everybody that's close to the program understands that. So really excited about what that's going to look like for us.
You're an offensive coach. If you had to game plan against that guy right there, Kelly Jones, aside from saying don't throw at him, how do you attack when a guy takes away half the field? How do you attack that?
It's uncomfortable. I know that, but I'm glad he's on our team and we don't have to game plan against him. That's a win for me.
No doubt about it. Another guy in your secondary, Isaac Smith, who was here with us last year. One of the biggest outliers in college football in that he's been at the same program for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's performed every year that he's been there.
Yeah.
How big is he beyond just what he does on the field? You know what he brings to the field.
Yeah, and I've talked about this. He is Mississippi State, and the guy loves Starkville. He loves our community. He loves the program and our university, and I will forever be grateful for that guy because he's put it on the line for us, and he'll do the same this fall.
I look at week one, and I think a lot of people are going to say, and I know damn well better than ask you about any game other than week one.
Yeah.
We're not even going to fool around Minnesota, South Carolina. Those games don't exist.
That's right.
All right? We're talking about Louisiana Monroe.
Yep.
I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, I don't know how much we can learn about Mississippi State week one playing Louisiana Monroe. I disagree completely. I feel like we're going to walk away knowing a good bit about your team. How does that offensive line look? How does that defensive line look? How much as a coach, just in general, do you really learn about your team week one to week two?
Yeah, you learn a ton, and everybody talks about the biggest growth happening from week one to week two. For us, man, we want to put a great product on the field week one, obviously opening at home in Davis-Wade, knowing that we're not going to be back for a couple weeks. Man, we want to get people really excited about how we're doing what we do, and that's going to be a great opportunity to do it.
So I thought about the best way to ask you this next question because it got brought up yesterday. We'll just say it like this. How would you describe your relationship with Ole Miss's head coach in 2026 versus Ole Miss's head coach in 2025?
Yeah, there's a lot of familiarity. So that's something that is very similar. Mm-hmm. A lot of respect for Pete, obviously, growing up as being a coordinator, calling plays on the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. calling defense inside our conference, and now doing the same thing as he's moving into the head coach role. So a ton of respect. I think we all fully aware of, man, what it's going to mean that last weekend in November, and that be a fun one.
So you've been in Starkville now for 3 years. Do you feel comfortable in Starkville? Do you feel at home?
Absolutely, I do. Have for a long time now. And my wife does. My kiddos do. They love it. And it has. It's been an incredible place. And thankful, man. Thankful and grateful for just the community and the connection, how people have operated with my entire family.
If you and I were going to grab lunch in Starkville, where would we go? I'll let you pick. I'll buy, but you got to pick.
Probably go to Older Brother.
Oh, yes. Picked one of my sponsors, too. Yes. I think somebody told you on that one.
Tipped me off on that.
Good man. All right, last thing before I get you out of here. We got lucky and got an interview with Coach Will Stein. He was just standing there. I said, can we talk? And he did.
Yeah.
He gave us our most viral clip of the week. We asked him about the best high school football player he ever played against. He gave a great story about how this guy, he wasn't on the scouting report. Everybody else on that defense had offers. This guy didn't. They didn't know anything about him, and they thought they would run all over him. It was Luke Kuechly. So I'm going to ask you, who's the best high school football player you ever played against?
He's a family member, and I hate to say it, but it is the truth. It's Kendall Briles.
Really?
No doubt about it. Beat me twice in the playoffs, and brother-in-law. But
does he rub it in?
He doesn't anymore.
Okay.
He did for a long time. Finally, we're past it.
All right, that's one of those things.
Yeah,
I understand
doubt.
It. Coach Jeff Levy, really appreciate you. Looking forward to seeing you soon again in Starkville. We'll get that sandwich at Older Brother anytime you want.
I love it. Appreciate it, man.
Hell Sports Talk Mississippi, we'll be back with you in just a minute.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.